land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this absolutely hump day Wednesday, July 8, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We have got a ton of inside Lansing stories, things that happened yesterday afternoon, overnight, and early this morning. We're going to get into it. Starting off first, the budget deal. Republican Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, Republican caucus, all bragging about the fact that they reduced the budget from last year, this fiscal year, 2026 budget, by $6 billion. Well, in fact, yesterday afternoon, fiscal year 2027 budget advertising at being at $75.2 billion, authorizes an additional $9.2 billion from federal Medicaid taxes that were tucked into a boilerplate in this current year budget, 2026. This carry forward money will be added to the 2027 fiscal year budget, bringing it up actually to a $5.4 billion increase. Not a $6 billion, but a $5 billion increase. $86.4 billion in spending after the lawmakers shifted billions of dollars in federal Medicaid dollars into a boilerplate instead of listing them as appropriation spending. $6 billion of it coming from the Quality Assurance Assessment Program tax on hospitals, and an additional $3.2 billion from taxes on insurance providers. Citizens Research Council of Michigan Senior Research Associate Robert Snyder said this money is going to be reinserted into next year's budget. He went on to say, there's no risk. These are real funds, and having them in the boilerplate basically just obscures the total amount of the budget and makes it look artificially smaller. There's no real rationale for doing it, and I don't see that there's being any real benefit to doing it. And in fact, I think the harm in doing it is that it obscures the real size of the budget. Here's where it all started. The funding, the money, was placed in a boilerplate during the fiscal year 2026 budget last year, on the argument that the money was in flux due to the upcoming rule changes implemented in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Well, CMS gave the all clear on the $3 billion in Medicaid funds. That was done back on January 30th of 2026. House Speaker Matt Hall acknowledged the accounting maneuver during a press conference yesterday, arguing for the first time that the move is in line with what other states are doing. All we're doing is developing an apples-to-apples comparison, Hall said. Well, Snyder said the funding has always been in line item included in the budget until last year. So we're going to get into the rest of this story. But actually, the Republicans, Matt Hall, increased the budget. They did not reduce it. In full transparency and accounting. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. This overnight story, federal money stuck in a boilerplate fund bumps up the Republicans' advertised small budget of $75.2 billion increases it actually to $86.4 billion, $9.2 billion higher than what the Republicans were bragging about. Well, this Robert Schneider, Citizen Research Council of Michigan, Senior Research Associate, said it's not a problem, but pulling it out of the budget numbers makes the budget look much smaller than it really is relative to past budgets, because those budgets clearly had the money in it. He said anyone comparing budgets that didn't know if the funding was there would believe the budget was much smaller. Snyder went on to say that funding was expected to start going down starting in fiscal year 2029, because the One Big Beautiful Bill Act would see those taxes scaled down and those funds would still be collected going forward. There's not a concern here, but you're not going to get something very close to $9.2 billion from those taxes. Snyder also said there wasn't anything to prevent the state government from just putting all the federal pass-through funds directly into the boilerplate and taking them off the line timesheet. Then your budget would look a ton smaller. However, in the end, you just need to realize that it's really not a smaller number at all. It's an accounting maneuver. Well, in talking to Speaker Hall, he defended the $75.2 billion number as being correct and accused the Citizens Research Council of being dishonest and being in the pocket of the Democrats. Some of this stuff that they're fighting about is increased federal spending that we have no say in and no control over. There's funding there that's the federal funding that we have discretion over, and then there's others we don't. He said Pennsylvania and North Carolina have smaller budgets because they don't count any of the federal spending, and said when you look at straight state-to-state spending comparisons, the state decreased spending by over $800 million over last year's fiscal 26 budget. He pointed to the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy budget that he said they cut by almost 30%. We're trying to get apples to apples comparisons so people can look at these things and figure out what the legislature is doing, what the state government is spending money on, and what other people are doing is to try to cover for the Democrats. They are trying to cover up and mask the fact that we made some big cuts and the victories that we got. He said he flat out rejects this larger number of 86.4. It's not true. State Representative Jim DeSanta, who said he voted no on the budget, said he also found nearly $2 billion of federal pass-through funding in the boilerplate as well. He pointed to nearly $1 billion that approved federal funding for the program called Every Student Succeeds Act. This was to be used for the federal school lunch program. Nearly another $450 million for schools inserted language just stating that those funds could be spent. Nearly $600 million for special education funding that was also supposed to be a pass-through of federal funding. DeSanta said he rounded it up from 9.2 to actually 9.3. He pointed to the fact that the lawmakers, listen to this. This is the problem with Lansing right here in a nutshell. This one short little sentence. DeSanta pointed to the fact that the state legislators were given 90 minutes to go over the final 1,500 pages of the new budget during a 21-hour marathon session as being the problem. In our effort to open and transparent government, we should have at least 48 to 72 hours, 2 to 3 days, to go through 1,500 pages. The school aid budget was over 500 pages, and the general fund omnibus budget was over 1,000 pages. He said the whole budget could have smashed the federal funding into boilerplate, and nothing was preventing that from happening. So, at the end of the day, it wouldn't be accurate to report a number comparison to previous years, when the previous years had all these numbers added up and included. I mean, to say that we passed a lower budget just because you took billions of dollars offline is not really honest. I agree with DeSanta. And Matt Hall is trying to make it look like the Republicans are being fiscally conservative, which is what I reported on Monday and Tuesday, yesterday, after what we were told on Friday after they passed the budget and sent it to the governor. Who's right here? As far as Speaker Hall is concerned, I don't see how they could cut $6 billion out of last year's budget without the Democrats just totally losing their minds. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer maybe even threatening to veto the budget. Well, now I know why. It actually went up $5 billion from 81 to 86. Billion dollars to run Lansing state government. Are you kidding me? Folks, this right here, this type of manipulation, these kind of games, shifting federal pass-through funding into a boilerplate, what the heck is that? As opposed to clearly showing it into the budget, fully justifies a forensic audit. Every penny that is spent in every department and agency needs to be gone through with a fine-tooth comb. And out of all the candidates running for governor, there's only one person that has the mathematical ability to do it. And that's Perry Johnson. Former Attorney General Mike Cox doesn't have the mental capacity. John James clearly doesn't have the mental capacity. And neither does Jocelyn Benson. All they are is go along, get along cows that are going to continue this ridiculous spending. And I'm going to predict something right here, right now. July 8th, 2026. If Jocelyn Benson becomes the next governor of this state and takes office January 1st of 2027, before the end of her first term, December 31st of 31, going into the 32 election, her budget will be over $100 billion. When you truly show the real numbers, Benson's budget will be over $100 billion to run Lansing. Mark my words. This is pure insanity, people. It's got to stop. Perry Johnson comes in, eliminates the entire budget. We're starting off at zero. We're going through every single agency and department. We're figuring out which ones we can completely eliminate. And the ones we decide that we are going to keep, the budget is zero. Now, justify to me, the governor of the state of Michigan, how much money you need for labor. How much do you need for computers? How much do you need for this, that, and the other? Starting off with the very simple fact, what's in our state constitution? What do we have to pay for? What is absolutely mandated in our budget? Do you know? I do. Roads, prisons, and public schools. That's it. Roads, prisons, and schools. All this other wasteful garbage that we're spending money on has got to stop, people. We're having to do it in our own households, our own budgets. We're cutting back on spending, finding ways to save money. I mean, this is insanity. $86.4 billion when they advertised on Friday, $75.2 billion. Nope. Sorry, Hall. Sorry, Republicans. I'm standing with Jim DeSena on this. This is absolute fraudulent advertising. And for you guys to try to make it look like you really made some cuts, basically, you didn't. And this $9.2 billion federal pass-through funding boilerplate, under Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in the previous years, had the money in there. Why did you not include it this year? In your announced budget you came out with on Friday. Because he wanted to make the Republicans look good heading into November. Well, we're having to cut back in our house. Republicans in Lansing, they did that too. Went from $81 billion down to $75 billion. Aren't these Republicans great? You see, this is exactly why we need a businessman outsider to come in and fix it. Because if we don't fix it, people, it's only going to get worse. 4 years of Benson as our governor, and we're at $100 billion. This is just crazy. So we'll continue to follow the back and forth on this story in the Lansing news today, because this basically broke late last night. I've got so many stories lined up for you guys today. Heather Lambertini quietly reached a plea deal last week, pays a small fine after Attorney General Dana Nessel charged her with criminal charges. Basically, they settled it. No jail time, no criminal record. She paid a fine. She's back to work. Mike Cox spending $1 million in the next 30 days, calling John James a Chinese outsourcer. Two convictions in the Governor Whitmer kidnap plot case. Looks like those convictions are going to be overturned. Total entrapment by the FBI. Complete fraudulent story. Guys convicted. It's going to get overturned. And Department of Justice bringing in election monitors. Well, Dana Nessel and Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, are losing their minds. Private schools get more money. We got all kinds of stuff. Finally, our news break. We'll be right back.